has the potential to be, you know, the biggest week this franchise has seen in, you know, almost a decade, kind of tee up what, you know, it feels like coming home and what you guys have the chance to do this week.
Yeah, it's great to be home. A tough stretch there, no off days, so it was nice to be home with my family yesterday and hit the reset button and get ready for this series and have some rested bodies now and just ready to finish strong.
How much different does it feel? I mean, last time you guys were in here, there was plastic tarp all around. Now it's a little different, and looking to do it again. How different does it feel heading into this week?
Doesn't really feel any different at all. It's what we've been doing all year, every series for the last 3 weeks. Everybody's been talking about this is the biggest series. It really is just another game that we're preparing for and treating it like we have all season, staying within ourselves and doing what we've done all year to get us to this point. So we're going to prepare for what we got to do today to win this game, and, you know, just do that for six more.
Cedric, I mean, Austin, you guys are closing in 100 wins. What's it say about you, Cedric Mullins, Santander, Means, guys who are here with the 100 loss seasons, the perseverance for you guys to come out on top like this? What's it mean?
This is everything you dream of. You get to the big leagues, you just try to figure out what you need to do to be on the field and get playing time, and then you're kind of learning how to be an everyday player and stick here, and then once you've done that, the focus turns to what do I need to do to win? What do we have to do to win? So we were able to last through those 100 lost seasons and kind of just find our way into the big leagues and figure out what we needed to do to stay here, and now we're a big part of this team, and it's special to still be here going through all of that and growing as the players that we have to be a part of this team.
Do you feel like this is a season that's going to stick with you guys for a very long time? I mean, no matter what you do from here, in future years, whatever, I mean, is this always going to be sort of a special one?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, we just talked about going from multiple 100 lost seasons to turning it around virtually in half of a season. Last year we started kind of rough too, and it was like, man, are we turning it around, or are we going down the same path again? And then we really sparked during the summer months last year. We played such great baseball for those 3 months, and that was the turning point for this organization. So to turn around this year, be right on the cusp of winning 100 games, yeah, it's always going to stick with us, and it's going to be special to be a part of that.
Austin, how closely are you watching the other teams? Teams that might be your playoff opponents, Toronto, Tampa, others?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to be able to look at the standings and have it mean something instead of where we've been, you know, these past few years where you're just kind of looking at it from the outside in. You know, we're in it. We're in a part of that where the games matter to us and we can see how it affects us personally. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to be able to look at those standings and see what happened from day to day these
Austin,
last couple weeks.
Being one of the holdovers, the guys who came around here before, when you were watching this extreme emphasis on youth and all these number one draft choices, was there ever a time in your mind thinking that by the time we get better, I'm not going to be here?
Yeah, you're always unsure if you're going to be a part of that, or, you know, if those players develop quickly. Maybe the organization moves on and they're looking at some of their other outfield prospects that they've drafted and worked through. So to see the faith that Elias and Hyder have had, and just from myself personally speaking, for them to have faith in me and see me grow as a player and be an everyday outfielder on this team that has turned around and is now a winning organization is—it's great. It's a great feeling to know that they've had that faith in me.
Those 2 weekends, losing the first 2 four-game series, backs against the wall, and then winning—is there a certain toughness the team showed in those series?
Yeah, that's just kind of what we've done all year. Every time we get backed into a corner, it just seems like we find a way to fight and scratch and claw our way to come out on top of it. So it would be nice to go ahead and get some sweeps and blow teams out, and that would be great. But, yeah, we just find a way to keep things interesting and put everything on the line night in and night out. So, yeah, this is a very tough team that's had a lot of come from behind wins, especially on tough relievers in the eighth and ninth inning this season.
Does it bode well for the postseason how good the Orioles record has been against teams that will be in the playoffs?
Yeah, we have a lot of experience against you know, the possible teams that we would be playing, and we have a lot of experience against those relievers. We're starting to have a lot of at-bats pile up and just kind of understand what's going on, and I think it just makes you a little more comfortable in those situations, knowing, okay, we're behind right now. They got some nasty guys out there in the pen, but we can do this because we've done it before. It's not just blind confidence that you're saying that. You really are confident you can come from behind because you've been in that situation and you've done it.